Hi, my name is Mayank Jain, and I'm the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Intune. Today, I'm here with my friend Andrew to talk to you about hybrid MDM.
Hi, everyone. My name's Andrew. Everyone calls me Macca, but that's because I'm an Australian. And I'm a Program Manager on the CXE Customer Pursuit Team working with Microsoft Intune. Good to be here.
Welcome to Redmond, Andrew. So, Andrew, we've heard a lot about this deprecation of hybrid MDM. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that even means?
Sure. So if you've missed the memo, as of the 14th of August 2018, hybrid mobile device management is going to be a deprecated feature with support ending on the 1st of September 2019. So for more information on what that means, we really recommend that you get out there onto docs.microsoft.com, pull up the Intune documentation and the Config Manager documentation, and have a look at what that actually means and what needs to be done. Essentially, from this point forward, if you want to enable co-management and you have a hybrid SCCM environment, you're going to need to move that to Intune Standalone. This means that Intune Standalone is now Microsoft's recommended deployment topology, and indeed it's required to get to co-management in the first place.
Wow. So does that affect licensing for the people who have hybrid MDM in some way?
Great question. And the answer is absolutely not. Licensing remains the same. So Intune standalone licenses are included with hybrid MDM. So if you migrate to Intune on Azure before the end of the hybrid MDM offering, there should be no end user impact at all. On September the 1st, 2019 though, any remaining hybrid MDM devices will no longer receive policy, apps, or security updates. So it's really important that you start thinking about that migration from a hybrid Config Manager environment to a Intune standalone environment so that you can get co-management enabled and ensure that you don't get any interruption to service for those machines that are currently managed through the hybrid methodology.
Oh, that sounds good. So given what you just said, what are some of the steps that customers can take to plan this migration?
Sure. So I guess if we want to think about how we're going to plan this migration, probably the best thing to do would be to have a look at the architecture first. As you can see, in a hybrid MDM architecture of Configuration Manager, what we're essentially doing is connecting the Microsoft Intune subscription to the Config Manager site server. All of the work that you do as an end IT pro is done through the Configuration Manager console, effectively giving you a single pane of glass into both the on-premises assets and also the Microsoft Intune assets that are being managed directly through the Intune MDM. The issue with this, of course, is that fundamentally there are some aspects of Intune being a cloud service and rapid release functionality that doesn't come through into the Config Manager console. So by performing the migration from hybrid MDM through to Intune standalone, we get to a point where we can enable co-management with Config Manager and Intune. So in this case, what we'll see is Configuration Manager and Intune are looking after our Windows 10 devices. So all of that good, rich functionality that you still need from Config Manager can be provided to the end client through the Config Manager client. And a number of pieces of functionality are provided via Microsoft Intune in tandem. So you're in a win-win situation here. Sure, you'll probably use both consoles at some point, but the functionality you get is a lot more rich. Now, how are we actually going to do that migration to Intune standalone? Well, your migration to Intune standalone is going to be a lot more successful if you used a phased approach, wherein you move a small subset of users and devices, while most of your users and devices are still being managed with hybrid MDM. Then, once you verify the process has been successful, you can begin migrating more resources to Intune. Now, in order to begin the migration, we're going to use a tool, and that tool is called the Microsoft Intune Data Importer tool. That will collect and automate the process of recreating the objects from Config Manager into your Intune standalone tenant. Next, what we're going to do is change the MDM authority for a specific set of users, and that will allow us to validate and test the functionality in Intune standalone. And once that's done, you change your MDM authority to Intune standalone for all of your users, and then you have a completely Intune standalone environment, which we can then augment with co-management and Config Manager. So to summarize, there are four high-level steps. First, we're going to import the data from hybrid MDM. We're going to prepare Intune, then change the authority for the pilot users, and then finally scale out to the rest of the user population.
Wow. And then that gives them access on Windows 10, for example, to things like autopilot and security baselines,
exactly,
which is what you want to manage from the cloud. And then slowly they can migrate some of the workloads to Intune, or if they don't want to do that and they feel they still need to stay on Config Manager, they could stay on Config Manager,
right? Spot on.
So in terms of caveats, are there any caveats, do you think, for this recommendation that we have made right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're using on-prem conditional access in Config Manager, and you need to be aware that currently this functionality requires Intune Hybrid. So we're working to remove that as a migration blocker to Intune Standalone, but if you do have that scenario, our advice would be to request assistance from FastTrack first.
Okay. So now that you've described this so well, I'm thinking, are there any differences in capabilities between Intune Standalone and Hybrid MDM? Do people lose something that they could do before when they go to Intune Standalone?
I think the best way to answer that question is really no. I mean, if anything, you gain capability rather than lose capability or remain the same. It's really important to understand that in a hybrid Config Manager scenario, there are certain aspects of Intune which you won't see within the console, therefore can't control, therefore don't effectively come through to the end users. By moving to a Intune Standalone state and then embracing co-management, we get all of the full functionality features of Config Manager along with every new feature that's coming to Intune over the next months, years, etc. So effectively giving us a combination of capability that you wouldn't necessarily just have in hybrid.
Wow. That sounds a little bit like a bit of work. Is there any way people can get assistance if they wanted some help to make this migration?
Absolutely. So talking about requesting assistance, if you want to get assistance in this strategy, then you really should go to FastTrack. Now, in order to make a request for assistance from FastTrack, first go to FastTrack for Microsoft 365. You're probably familiar with the FastTrack portal. Once you're there, click on the sign-in prompt and enter your organizational ID. And after you've authenticated, you simply go to your dashboard, follow the prompts to find the request for assistance form. Your submission then gets reviewed and routed to the appropriate FastTrack team, and they will address your specific needs and eligibility. At the M365 FastTrack site, you'll also find expert-created documentation, best practices, tools, and resources if you decide you want to go it alone and try it out for yourself.
Wow. And the best part is that this is all included in Microsoft 365 subscriptions, in most of the Microsoft EMS subscriptions, and the Microsoft Intune subscriptions, right?
Absolutely.
So if you have any of those, you just, you have access to it already. You have access to a Microsoft expert who will be working with you on the deployment and on the planning, answer as many questions as you may have.
We have a whole army of experts that are just waiting to help you out.
Wow. And it's free. Wow.
Gotta love that.
Okay. So are there customers who have actually used this to unblock co-management? Do you know of some examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So to give you an idea of how these steps are unblocking other organizations, consider this. Microsoft IT recently moved 130,000 users from Intune Hybrid to Intune Standalone in just 3 months. Now, to see how we did it, there's a video that's available of a conversation. Yeah,
the new endpoint zone, right? The 1812 endpoint zone.
Absolutely.
With Brad Anderson.
Absolutely. Brad Anderson, the CISO of Microsoft, personally oversaw the migration. Check it out.
That's a good one. Yep. Okay.
There's another one too out there. As a large, about a few months ago, a large pharmaceutical company moved 10,000 users from Intune Hybrid to Intune Standalone within just a few weeks. So when you think about it, the capability for smaller organizations and really massive organizations is there to get this done in a really fast amount of time. And in this particular customer, after they did their migration shortly thereafter, a huge IT consulting firm in India moved 40,000 users from Intune Hybrid to Intune Standalone in a month. So we're talking some seriously good numbers there.
That sounds incredible. So, and I think if you want to really learn more about the how Microsoft does it, I believe it's called Microsoft.com/IT Showcase.
Correct.
And there's a whole bunch of white papers. And I mean, I'm personally just 1 year old at Microsoft. In fact, today's my first year anniversary at Microsoft. And I remember reading through those white papers to understand the scale of what we do. So we're pretty transparent about how we're using our own technology.
Absolutely.
To help our customers as well.
Absolutely right.
Okay, so that's a lot of good information, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time. And hopefully that'll help our viewers understand how to go from hybrid MDM to adopt all the goodness of Windows 10 and all the mobile device management that Microsoft Intune can do with them. So I hope you had a knowledgeable little segment here. And if you have any questions, feel free to follow MS Intune @MSIntune on Twitter. You can always reach us through Twitter or through the user voice or so many other channels and share your feedback with us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.